This is episode 1078. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast, and welcome to our final episode in the seven-part series we've been exploring this week all about forgiveness. So our theme this week has been forgiveness. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided using a meditation technique to help you reflect as you process this powerful emotion of forgiveness. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. Each technique follows a theme that we explore throughout the week. And as I mentioned, our theme for this week is forgiveness. So now, if you've been listening to this series throughout this week, I applaud you. How are you doing? It takes a lot of inner work to manage forgiveness. In fact, it's one of the most difficult things you could ever do, whether you're forgiving yourself or forgiving others. So give yourself a lot of credit for what you're doing for yourself. This is no small task. This is a big project, and you are here. You are doing it. I honor you for that. And I hope you're honoring yourself for what you're doing. If you're just joining us today, no worries at all. You can listen to any episode without listening to the entire series. So the episodes offer techniques you could do right then and there, whether or not you listen to any of the other episodes in the series. But if you do go through a particular series, listening to the different techniques and applying them every single day for a week, imagine how focused you would be on that particular quality, focusing on it throughout the whole week. This is where you really start to see results and take your meditation ritual to the next level. So the technique for today is something that I share in the final episode of every single week. And that's because it's so important. It gets results. And that is when you reflect on what worked for you. As you consider the past week, whether or not you listened to all the other episodes or just a few, or you're just joining us, when you reflect on your past week and you think about the grudges that you were harboring, maybe they're grudges you've been hanging on to for years, and you think about forgiveness and different events that happened this week to trigger emotions such as anger or hatred or self-doubt or regret, anything that contributes to not being able to forgive and let go. Think about what worked well for you. Was it a breathing technique where you focused on your breath as you processed a particularly painful emotion, and you kind of rode out that emotional pain wave with your breath until it kind of subsided, and then you felt like you had gained a little more perspective? Was it a mudra, a way you held your hands and visualized opening up to new opportunities around you instead of feeling stuck? Harboring a grudge makes you feel stuck. It's hard to move on with your life because you put so much energy into hanging on to this grudge. So in your meditation, did you feel yourself open up to new opportunities? And maybe you even named opportunities that you want to pursue. You could do that right now in today's meditation. Think about new opportunities you want to come your way. Imagine yourself taking part in those activities. Imagine yourself taking the first step to even pursuing the opportunities? Would you Google something to find out a little more about it? Would you call someone to do an activity with you? What would you do to start a new opportunity? Maybe you needed to have a difficult conversation in order to feel you could truly forgive someone, or to write a letter, or to even write a letter to yourself to forgive yourself for things you regret doing. You know, one of the most difficult parts of forgiving is that we feel that that particular moment that something happened or we did something we regret, we feel like we can never take it back. We can never get the life back that we had. And so there's this deep-seated remorse and pain and sadness and loss for what your life was like before this event happened, or this situation, or this person, or whatever it may be. But when you really think about it, your life is a journey. You have lots of lessons to learn. This was a big lesson, and if your life changed because of it, well, that just means there's more wisdom that you have gained, even if the wisdom hurt a little as you acquired it. Pain is okay. So think about this week, what helps you feel compassion for anyone, including yourself, and love. Think about the people you may surround yourself with, if they contribute to you feeling supported and strong in yourself. The foods you eat, the activities you do, if you give your body enough movement, if you spend enough time in nature, go sit outside on the ground and meditate. Reflect on these important questions. This is one of the most important things you could do for yourself. Give yourself the time and the space to process these emotions so you can forgive. And then reflect on what you may have tried that just didn't work. That's important too. It's equally important so that you don't keep repeating a pattern that just doesn't work. It may work for others. It may have worked for you once, but for whatever reason, it doesn't work now. Notice that so you can move on. People who reflect over the week, whether they're reflecting on the food diary they're keeping, or their fitness log, or how many steps you took in a week, or how you managed your anger through the week, or how often you felt depressed and what triggered it. Any time you track, you can make progress, because this is knowledge and your brain responds very well to being able to name and identify whatever you're trying to change. So reflecting once a week over your intention for the week, as you meditate, as we meditate together on different themes through the week, this is what makes you better. It's what makes your life happier. It may be the reason why you meditate. It may be the only space you have to really connect to you at your finest. So sit and reflect on the big wins you had this week and the areas in your life where you know you'd like to improve, and know what worked and what didn't work so you can open yourself up to forgiveness, as well as all the other emotions you want to experience in your life. Now, if you would like a little more support, I always share that I have a subscription membership site where I invite you for 2 weeks absolutely free, and that's at my website. You subscribe to daily guided meditations, and the meditations are anywhere from 15 minutes to half an hour. You can drop off at whatever point you want in the meditation, and you get access to over 1,000 guided meditations. My website is at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And you also get a journal so you can reflect. It's one of the best ways to reflect. And the journals are customized around each week's theme. So you can have a forgiveness journal for this week. And a guide that lists out all the techniques used for the week. So you don't have to forget, what was the breathing technique? What was that affirmation she said? You can have those organized nicely for you on a special guide. And you get to connect with other meditators just like you in a private Facebook group. So head over to sipandom.com if you want a little more support. But the most important thing for you to do right now is to sit down and connect with the best part of who you are, because you are so worth slowing down for.